just to let you know that I have a call this afternoon with the guy responsible for the water gauges in our region.
Okay.
He's a manager in Whitehorse, so I'm just going to go over the missing data.
Yeah.
He seems to be on it already.
Okay.
And so I expect we'll have the data within the next few days.
Yeah, I don't think it's missing. I think they're just slow on updating it. And then the water gauges, they couldn't, because they didn't visit enough times a year for certain years. They basically left those whole periods blank.
Yeah. I'll talk to him both about the missing data and about the service and frequency that should be 300.
Yeah, it pretty much has to be, or else we have huge chunks of the season that we're looking at with no data once that's verified.
Right.
And we pretty much need the verified data, the way they calculate discharge. So.
Okay. So we're
because
not
the stream bottom.
We're not interested in the raw data. We're interested in the verified data.
Well, as if they can, like, say it. If they missed one and they can still, between the two visits or something, or the stream bottom didn't change very much, so what they have to do is look at the stream bottom because they're measuring the movement of water past that transect, right?
Yep.
So if the stream bottom changes, then the volume calculations are different, but that's why I think they continually go back three times a year. It's an estimation.
Okay. I'll try to see what he can get me in short order and what they might still need to do to verify the data. And we'll take it from there. But he seems to be very keen to
update it.
Yeah, update it and to get this right. So
he's
a nice guy. So
I'll
see how it goes on with it.
Yeah, and if they're interested in what we're analyzing, we can always. They probably do more comprehensive stuff, but what we're looking at, there's some pretty interesting stuff too.
Yeah, I can
offer it. Yeah. And if you could ask him, is there, I don't know if it's possible, but if we're able to get data earlier in the season, even if it's not that accurate, that those fresh updates.
Okay.
Because that's also something that's been lacking compared to what it used to be. The water gauges start working later in the season.
Okay.
One of the things we're trying to, we can do it, we have enough data for IVVIC for the Firth River, but the Hornaday River, since it hasn't been around much and it's pretty spotty on the freshet day stuff, if we can't do it with that, we could look at other options like a remote camera or something.
Okay.
Like we did that one year for answering the freshet.
Yeah, we can have that. At each of the two gauges for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I can even talk to him about that.
Yeah.
And they could even put that in if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Perfect.
Okay.
I'll let you know how it goes.